Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Ranim Al-Karabeh, Mount Gambier, South Australia.
I grew up in Damascus in Syria. It used to be a busy place. Lots of cars and people happily walking around. We would swim in the summer, and in the winter, we would go to the sulfur ponds for a massage, food, and to drink coffee. I felt very safe. But in 2011, the war started. My family's home was bombed by a plane and then by a rocket. Everything was gone. Later, we watched the video of the explosion flattening our home on Google. The restaurant where my father worked was bombed to ice. And some of my friends were killed while shopping. We needed to leave to a safe place. We put our clothes in a big bag and began to travel to Jordan to stay with family. I felt very sad leaving my country, but we were soon accepted as refugees to come to Australia. At first, my father was worried about moving his family so far away, but this was our best option. When I first arrived in Mount Gambier, my accent made it hard for people to understand me. I felt very shy. When school started, I felt scared because I didn't know anyone and I experienced some bullying. But my English is improving because I read a lot of books. My confidence is growing and I am making friends. In Mount Gambier, there are no soldiers walking around with guns and I am no longer scared of bombs. My father has gone from working as a chef in Syria to becoming a cleaner at Target. In Syria, people look down on you if you are a cleaner, but not in Australia. He would really like to cook again. That's what he loves. Through all these troubles, I have found an inner strength and confidence in myself. And in Mount Gambier, I have found a place I felt comfortable. My dream now is to improve my English and study to be a successful aged care worker, taking care of elderly people. I hope to continue to live a beautiful life in Australia with my family. My parents have taught me that war will not stop our life.
Haywire.